This is VOA News via remote. I'm Diane Roberts. Russia's most prominent opposition leader, Alexei Navalny, called Monday for his supporters to take to the streets after a hastily organized court ordered him jailed for 30 days. The makeshift court, set up in a police station on the outskirts of Moscow, where Navalny was being held, agreed to a request from prosecutors for Navalny to be kept in custody until February 15th. Political analyst Maria Littman says Navalny needed to go back to Russia in order to be heard.
During the days leading to his return, the government made it very clear he would be arrested right upon arrival, but that failed to intimidate him. He will continue to be a problem behind the bars or not, and the government will have to deal with that.
The U.S. Capitol complex was shut down for about an hour Monday out of an abundance of caution after a small fire broke out nearby, the U.S. Secret Service said. The Secret Service says there is no threat to the public in a tweet. The lockdown follows the deadly January 6th attack on the U.S. Capitol of Republican in Washington, D.C. by Trump supporters, some of whom called for the death of Republican Vice President Mike Pence as he presided over the certification of Democrat Biden's November election victory. Shops in Greece reopened for the first time in 2 months Monday as the government took its first steps towards easing coronavirus restrictions to try to breathe life into the retail sector. Retailers selling non-essential items were allowed to serve customers under heavy restrictions, with shoppers required to register by instant message and book appointments with hair salons. For more on these and other stories, visit us at voanews.com. From Washington via remote.